Todd Pilgrim here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God.
Did you know that your days were written in God's book before you were even born? Psalm chapter 139, verse 16 says, "My days, all of them, were written in your book, the days they were formed when there was not one of them." Think of this wonderful truth. All your days were written in God's book, formed before any of them had ever been lived. Many live their daily lives without the recognition of this stabilizing truth of the one who works all things after the counsel of his own will. They approach their day and struggle through it as the masters of their own lives. For those who live as though they were in charge of their lives, two of the hardest parts of the day are waking up in the morning and then going to bed in the evening. In the mornings, days are greeted with the uncertainty of what if. The what if challenges of the day press in on their mind and heart. There's the waking up to varying degrees of uneasiness, concern, apprehension, worry, anxiety, even at times to overwhelming fear, dread, even depression. Feelings of inadequacy and uncertainty press in on them. Then in the evening, when the days are retired, they're retired with this annoying what-if reflections about what happened. There's the second-guessing, regrets and disappointments. Feelings of frustration, failure settle in. Even at times, shame, guilt, and unworthiness. After all, they see themselves as the lord of their own lives, captains of their own ships, the masters of their own destiny. And with this view comes but a recycling, reoccurring vanity. After all, Solomon said in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, "Vanity of vanities, all is vanity." Vanity is the lot of man under the sun. And that's Solomon's perspective, under the sun. That is the earthly perspective. Yet for the believer, who has been seated in the celestials, quite another view prevails. Instead of being bound to vanity, well, our hearts can rise to the heights of divine life. Solomon's perspective, under the sun, shows the vanity of the human viewpoint. Paul's perspective, however, far above all heavens, reveals true purpose found only in the divine viewpoint, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, it doesn't say that your labor for the Lord is not in vain, but your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Some people think that the only thing of value is things that are done spiritually, as it were, and things that are done secularly have no value, but all of life becomes valuable, even the apparent vanity of life, when it's in the Lord. Those of us who know Father as the great planner and director of our days have a completely different approach to our mornings and evenings. The entire unfolding of every minute of our day is at His command. In the mornings, days can be greeted with joy and excitement of knowing that they're His days, just as well as we are. The uncertainties of the what-if view, what if this happens? What if this doesn't happen? These are divinely transformed into eager expectation of seeing what God has planned for the day. We're able to awaken to the thrill of knowing that we are to be witnesses of the unfolding of His detailed plan and purpose of our day. After all, it was already written in His book long before we were born. His presence presses upon our minds. There is an awakening in our heart as we wake up in the morning to peace and joy that this is His life. And with all its daily circumstances, it's firmly in His hand, carried out by His capable direction, our hearts are able to say, "Today we are on the great adventure of faith." And then in the evenings, when the day's over, we can rest our heads on our pillows with the surety and confidence regarding our day, saying, this was the will of God. And those what if reflections of its happenings are transformed into a place of peace and rest, knowing that the will of God was done. And who could have prevented it? The realization of our divine appointment is able to settle within our hearts and minds, giving us peace. After all, He is the Lord of our life, the captain of our ship, the master of our destiny. Daniel 4:35 says, He does according to His will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and who can stay His hand? We have the joy of waking up each morning as His clay. We have the anticipation of living each day as His workmanship. We have the rest of laying our heads on our pillows every night as His achievement. F.B. Meyer, when he wrote concerning Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 that we're His workmanship, he says that this word workmanship is the Greek word for poem. In other words, we are God's poems. Did you know that you are God's poem? You are the notes of His symphony. Look into the mirror of God's Word and see the real you. See the divine artistry of your face in the reflection of His Word. Now for a little edification and encouragement, here's Michael Card singing Poem of Your Life.
Life is a song we must sing with our days. A poem with meaning more than words can say. A painting with colors no rainbow can tell. A lyric that rhymes either heaven or hell. We are living letters that doubt desecrates. We're the notes of a song of the chorus of fate. God shapes every second of our little lives and minds every minute as the universe waits by. The pain and the longing, the joy and the moments of life are the rhythm and rhyme, the fragments of the poem of life. Pray for the grace to tear off the mask, see the art of your face. Open your ear lids to hear the sweet song of each moment that passes, and pray to prolong your time in the ball of the dance of your days. The canvas of colors, of moments ablaze, with all that's holy, with the joy and the strife, with the rhythm and rhyme of the poem of your life, with the rhythm and rhyme of the poem of your life.